Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Do 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 do. Into the first song we'll go, a singing and a swinging. She got it for the first time. Boy, she nearly had a fit. It didn't hurt the first time. Now I know she will never quit. Now the guy that gave it to her for the first time, they said he was the living end. In fact, he was the very same guy. Gave it to her closest friend. When her father finds out about it, he's gonna blow his natural top. But she said, oh, it thrilled me so, such a feeling. Nothing can make me stop. As she arose and smoothed out her clothes, you should have heard the young girl rave about the very first time she ever had a permanent wave. Harry Matthews did it. It was the first time she ever had a permanent with maximum feeling this time, fellows. It was the first time she ever had a permanent wave. And now a song of summer romance. But before the song, a poem. The sun had tanned her and bleached her hair. Her figure was divine. He smiled as he saw her standing there. She had freckles on her butt. She was fine. I was lying on a beach, so sunny. A bee came by in search of honey. He stung me on a place so funny to everyone but me. I used to cry for bread and honey. I wouldn't eat it now for money. 'Cause if that's the place where bees get a honey, no honey for me. I said, if that's the place where bees get a honey, no honey for me. I'm a yogurt.
That wasn't canned laughter at all. And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
We're a moving on up.
Get up and keep.
Now we roll
Congratulations, President-elect Joe Biden. All right. That was a fun ride, huh? Well, that's over. Well, good evening, and welcome to another exciting episode of Possum Hour. Hope you had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of genuine certified illegal mail-in ballots, and Uncle Bobo crying towels, proudly made by slave labor in China. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. That guy. Woo! You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Fake radio. Monday nights, the aforementioned us, Possum Hour at 10. Tuesdays at 7:30. Time once again for a meeting of the Gilbert Rollins Mustache Fan Club, where you can swap stories and facial hair. Yes, that's the Gilbert Rollins Mustache Fan Club, Sundays at 2:45 a.m. Don't miss it. And then Friday, awesome. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
The first word from our sponsor.
You expect the hemorrhoid medicine to relieve pain and itch, but you get an extra therapeutic action with Preparation H. It helps speed relief to inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue with oxygen action. A special medicine in Preparation H accelerates the absorption of pure oxygen to help shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue fast. And of course, Preparation H often relieves pain and itch for hours. When you choose a hemorrhoid medicine, remember, oxygen action is special with Preparation H.
I'm smoking bula, hey, I'm smoking bula. I went to Chinatown, way down in old Hong Kong, Hong. To get some make to y'all, Hong. And I heard her gong. Ling, ting, tong, sing your song, cause I'm smoking bula, hey, I'm smoking bula. I say, ling, ting, tong. He can never go wrong. Go on and sing your song, huh? Sing me Ling Ting Tong. Ling Ting Tong, gonna sing that song called I Smoke and Boo, I Hate, I Smoke and Boo. I say in a Ling Ting Tong, he can never go wrong. Gonna sing your song, home. Sing the Ling Ting Tong. Ling Ting Tong, gonna sing that song called I Smoke and Boo, I Hate, I Smoke and Boo.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Yeah.
Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Enter!
Here you go, man.
I think it's Reverend Wendy's voice that gets Ted barking.
It makes all the boys stand up and take notice there.
That's his daddy do.
So it's official now. It was an official Friday.
Yeah.
I think they called it like right after Possum Hour was over.
Yeah, it was something like that.
So PA, it came true. PA was the key. The key to it all, man.
Yeah. Sweet.
Thanks, Philly. I'm going to have a Philly cheese steak tomorrow. Just
here you go.
Celebrate.
Eat it there, Cake's though. But, you know, get it delivered or something, because bad things happen here.
Bad things. Cake's got snow. We had damn near 70-degree weather today, Cake. I hate to tell you.
We were in the 70s.
Man. Like
we were 75. 60.
Get out. Jeez.
Yeah. Today and yesterday.
That's crazy town. Tomorrow's going to be nice, and then it's back to reality. Because we've had good weather all week. Great weekend. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like doing anything outside, though. I hardly went out.
Yeah, so.
In the house and...
So what? There'll be other good days.
Well, I'm kind of going through withdrawals, man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I wake up in the morning. For the last 4 years, I woke up every morning. It's like, holy shit, what's he done now? like, I woke up Sunday morning, and I'm like, oh, okay. He's not really the dude anymore.
The shit show's not over.
The shit show isn't over.
Yeah, he's going to be having lawsuits and all that shit going. One person described it as trying to take a toddler out of Chuck E. Cheese. I like that one.
Well, right now, we got to give him a little minute, you know, because he's going through the 5 stages of Bobo grief. Which are anger, denial, denial, more anger, and finally denial.
There you go.
So once he gets through all those, he should be okie doke.
Thoughts and prayers.
You know, it's funny. Friday, I brought up the fact that every president has to have a library, and I didn't finish my thought on that. Because Bobo eats paper. Like, they would have to put bowel movements in there or something, because every paper that goes through the president's hands and shit has to be, you know, saved for posterity's sake. Except this guy eats them. This is the truth.
He eats the paper.
Yeah. He'll eat paper to destroy it.
Yeah.
Like
they did WW2 or the spies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. No evidence, baby.
Good source of fiber.
There you go.
But, yeah. Well, his ex-lawyer said he'll probably go down to Mar-a-Lago and hang out, Cake, not come back. But it's like, Republicans are getting delusional, man. I was talking to my buddy last night, and I said, I wonder if he'll show up to the inauguration. And he goes, well, they never do. What the fuck?
Yeah, what? Of course they do.
Every fucking time, man.
Yeah,
Passing the baton, man. And, yeah. He's been listening to too much Rush Limbaugh and shit, man. Oh, well. There's hope. And where there's hope, there's Crosby. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
So,
on the road.
I should have some Bing Crosby lined up after that, but I don't. We're going to finally... I remember what it was. The one cottage industry that thrived over the last 4 years was, of course, the Uncle Bobo song, which we played our share of.
Yeah.
I actually wrote one.
Oh.
And you hear me singing it on YouTube.
Okay.
Christmas Carol, right after he got elected.
All right. Gotta check that out.
I know you've seen it. You follow my...
I don't think I have I?
That's 4 years ago, crying out loud. That's the last video I made. Anyway, so he eats his papers. So, I mean, when, you know, they're going to have BMs all over this library. It's not going to be very family-friendly. And the one good thing is we can now quit
friendly.
Saying Merry Christmas again. You know?
Yeah,
God,
yeah,
I
there
hate
you go.
Having to
there
say Merry
go.
Christmas. Like, uh-huh. No. Don't make me say... Uh-huh. No, they were making me say... No, fuck them. Happy holidays,
out,
everybody.
Happy
holidays.
Is what it
2020,
is.
Baby.
Yep.
Suck it.
Uh-huh.
Suck
yep.
it. Happy suck holidays. Suck it.
Watch some hours say suck it.
All right. So we're blowing up the cottage industry of the Uncle Bobo song. How about that?
Blow it up. Blow it up.
All right. Here it is.
Be going with it.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come back. Say goodbye, Bobo.
Farewell, go to hell, au revoir. Shamble on, cause the con's finally over. Go tweet, cry, and eat in your bed. And repeat that until you're dead. Yes, you had your chance and you failed. So fly like a puppy orange reindeer. Vamoose, cut it loose from your sails. Because you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Everybody knows you're full of crap, a shitty, shady schmuck who's shifty. Will you ever see your wife again? I think I'd call it 50-50. Gotta say, I don't think I will miss you. Time for you to enter the abyss. You want to take a jacket, curtains with you. Cause the motors have dismissed you. Pack your bags, take a hike, bon voyage. Time to go be a global pariah. You had such a swing and a miss. That you actually lost to this.
Corn pop,
get lost, go kick rocks, fade away. Better storm at the door before you're dragged off. Adieu, toodaloo, and good day. The nation made an easy choice, now we won't have to hear your voice or hear your unconvincing lies about your hand and penis size. But hey, aside from all the jokes, you really harmed a lot of folks.
Pull the string.
Ah! So lots of luck, JK, get fucked, you evil jag off.
God!
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggy yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yaggity-yak!
Don't go back.
Yeah. absolutely a trip, 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 triple. You got that right.
Who thought that 2020 would have a positive ending?
Yeah. Well,
there you go. There you have it.
The old yogi used to say, "It ain't over till it's over."
Yeah, you got that right.
Don't count your chickens before they're pasteurized. Uh-huh. I guess. But that tune was going through my head Saturday. I just kept thinking, yeah, don't talk back. You know, just shut up. Well, should we do the roll call, Ted? Let's do the roll call.
Ted wants to get it over with so he can nap.
Okay, that's my boy. That's my boy. You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. You sweetheart. Bogey was over today, so he had fun, huh? Yeah, you barked at him. Followed him to the bathroom. That's fine. Yeah.
Guys hitting the scotch.
We had one whack. One whack. Right. Nothing monumental. We had one dram of old Pulteney. Old Pulteney.
Old Pulteney.
Yeah. It's not any better this time around. Pulteney. It tastes like it sounds, you know? Okay, Ted. You know who's here, Ted? No, it's Chicky Cheeks.
Chicky Cheeks.
Chicky Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Sweet Alice. Chicky Cheeks. Hey, well, yeah, I know. All right, knucklehead. You know who else is here, Ted? Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
First man in the lounge tonight was GTO Trenton.
GTO.
The strongest man on the internet. He's tearing it up. And there's our old pal Ope. Other people's eyes.
Ope. Jesus eyes.
Oh, Teddy. Nice. Teddy, you're outdoing yourself tonight. Jesus. He must be taking barking lessons when I'm not looking. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, there he is. The Sinister Minister.
Yeah.
Of Finance and Parking. Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right. Thank
you, Ted. Baby. Take a treat. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Zack.
As the Beaver.
Everything I do, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Everything I do, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Dressing, the monkey dressing too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I'm going out, the monkey going out too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Everything I do, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Everything I do, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I'm drinking, the monkey drinking too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I eatin', the monkey eatin' too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Do the monkey want to?
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I drinking, the monkey drinking too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I eating, the monkey eating too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Everything I do, the monkey want to.
Nothing in the world, the monkey want to.
Everything I do, the monkey want to.
Nothing in the world, the monkey want to.
I'm going home, the monkey going home too.
Nothing in the world, the monkey won't do.
I'm sleeping, the monkey sleeping too.
Nothing in the world, the monkey won't do.
I'm sleeping, the monkey sleeping too.
Nothing in the world, the monkey won't do.
I'm sleeping, the monkey sleeping too.
Nothing in the world, the monkey won't do.
And that's why, you know, that's why we love the monkeys so much.
We love the monkeys.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Then this happened. Rudy Giuliani goes to Philly and stands in the parking lot of a lawn care place next to a porno store and a crematorium.
Yeah.
Can't make that up.
He's looking for Barack's sister. Or boy,
somebody said,
sister.
Well, somebody... somebody said today he was in the right place since his country just told him to fuck off and die. Porn store and a crematorium. Hey!
That guy fucked up his legacy, man. He was such a hero at 9/11. And he had to hook, you know, had to hitch his wagon to that idiot.
Well, he's
he lost it. What happened there?
Yeah, he's pretty much done the damage to himself, man. Because Christmas. I hate when I make notes that are cryptic and I can't decipher them. Dagnabbit.
Your Scotch notes?
Might have been.
Scotch notes?
Might have been. And I got nothing on that one. Am I cutting out? Is my sound okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's coming out right here on the phone anyway.
It keeps cutting out.
So when's your next gig? You're still relaxing, doing nothing? Still a layabout?
Oh, shit. Shit, I don't have anything. I don't have anything for the rest of this year. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all, man.
Really, dude? Really?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what the hell's going on here, man. Maybe it's the summer place music, man, that's fucking it up. Anyhow,
that was a hit when I was born.
Oh, yeah? Well, the week before, I think the day before I was born, it was Georgia by Claudia Ray Charles. Then, like, the day I was born is something by the, I don't know, the somebody. Some dopey. Not as cool as Georgia.
So you just say Georgia.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Just go with that. Go with that.
Number two.
Can't go wrong with Brother Ray.
Chicky Cheeks getting cancellations. Yeah, everything I had a couple things booked this month and next month, and they've already long been canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I've got a little bit of unemployment, so I'm not really worried about it financially, and I'm kind of relieved. I don't want to be out amongst the public. I really don't. Especially in my job, man. Every time somebody laughs, I cringe now. You know, I just see the X-ray of the you know, particles flying through the air at my face. You got to lay down now, Ted. We're out of treats. Yeah, all done. Sorry, boo. Sorry, boo. I got no more tweets. Sorry, baby. But,
one of my customers told me he had the COVID-19.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
His daughter is a nurse, and she got it. So he got himself checked out. It turned out he had it. He said he had a fever for about 2 hours, but that's it. He didn't have any other symptoms or anything. They quarantined him for about 10 days or something, and he's fine
now.
That's
a weird,
you
know? It's a weird flu, man. It gets everybody different.
Yeah.
Cake says Alberta needs to shut down again. And, I thought Canada was being cool with it. She said you're not getting any help from the government. I thought the Canadians.
What's that Trudeau guy doing? You want us to kick his ass?
Yeah, man. I think Joe would do it. Don't piss off
Joe,
Uncle Joe, man. He'll take you out behind the bleachers.
Uh-huh. That's right. He'll wrestle your ass.
Oh, they were, but not now. Oh, fuck. And your numbers are going up, Cake says. Oh, holy shit, man.
That shit.
Both our governments need to get shit together and send us some more dough. Yeah. Bail us the fuck out, man. We've bailed everybody
else out. I thought
it was going to
magically disappear now. What happened to that?
Did you make the motion, the little wave in the air, to magically disappear in April?
Yeah, with my tiny hands.
I'm so tempted today to make a meme with Uncle Bobo walking in the doorway going, "Miss me yet?" You know, or something like that. Little gag.
Yeah, we missed the big lugs.
He's my favorite comedian. I just wish he wasn't the president. he has absolutely no sense of humor, which is the best part. He is, like I said, he's got anger, denial, anger, and denial. There's five stages he's going through. I think he's on anger right now and a little bit of denial. So.
They've been over.
Yeah, I thought the Canadians were libtards, man. I thought they were just doling money out for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So what
that
do I know?
Surprises me.
I'm getting unemployment until the end of March, I think, which will be fine because I start booking gigs around that time. You know, hopefully they said that the vaccine is ready. They announced that today.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Pfizer said they have a 90% success rate with their latest vaccine. Of course, that Uncle Bobo was not pleased. He said, "See, I told you they were going to wait till after the election." The Twitter wars, and then somebody from Pfizer wrote back, "Yeah, well, we waited because we didn't want you taking all the credit for it. You guys had nothing to do with it." So anyway, that's a good sign. So hopefully
it's a good sign.
Be out of the woods by February, March, and be back to normal.
I was just thinking, man. The Canadians are in mourning right now, man. Alex Trebek is dead.
Yeah.
Isn't that their god or something?
I think he is a demigod. Not a god, but a demigod.
Yeah.
Demigod. Tribute to Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
And I think I got the Alex Trebek commercial on there. What is he selling? What the fuck does he sell? I can't remember now. That was supposed to be background. he doesn't do cowboy catheters. He doesn't do Lipazine.
He's some kind of guy. It's shorts, isn't he?
Yeah, where is it? I don't think I have it. Oh, man.
Okay. Ain't that
was one where you're, the three P's.
The three P's. Yes, there you
three
go.
Three P's. Piss.
I can never remember the second P. What the hell is the second P? I can never remember that.
Piss. It is. I shit you not. Hold on. I gotta let Ted out. He's not done with his show. The Ted show is still going on. So, I wish I had that commercial on it. We'll do another word from our sponsor.
It's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on. Or worse yet, your car needs repair. That could mean a big surprise auto repair bill. Those repairs are more expensive than ever.
Damn it!
A new engine can be over $5,000.
Holy shit!
A new transmission over $4,000.
Are you shitting me?
That's why it's so important you call CarShield today.
I like CarShield because they were louder, they were little, and they were slowly sharp.
I think everybody should have CarShield. Once your manufacturer's warranty is expired, why, you'd be dumber than a sack of doorknobs not to have CarShield. Jesus.
Now it's your turn to get the peace of mind that comes with having CarShield, so you can like worry less Bob about auto repairs. Call or go online right now to get CarShield for yourself. Friendly, knowledgeable, money-saving representatives are available 24 hours a day. So if your vehicle has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, just tell us the make and model of your car or truck and get an instant plan quote. In a matter of minutes, you can be covered.
I was elated that I had CarShield. I was more than happy.
It's no fun when your car's broke and you don't got any money because, you paid that premium to CarShield and you can't afford to get your car fixed.
Here's how CarShield works. When your car needs repair, you take it to your favorite mechanic or even your dealer, and CarShield gets them paid directly. That's why CarShield is America's premier auto protection provider.
The best thing to fear is CarShield when something is going to go wrong with your car, because it will. And CarShield is just the best thing to go wrong with your car.
My experience with CarShield is that they every time I need them.
If my car breaks down, I can launch on CarShield to get Emerald Server. CarShield definitely has that.
Now it's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from sky-high auto repair bills. Call now for a free and instant protection plan quote. It's only a matter of time.
Pull the string. CarShield.
There you go, CarShield, ladies and gentlemen.
CarShield, there you have it.
Space Force. What's going to happen to Space Force now, man?
Yeah.
All our dreams are dashed by those damn Democrats.
Space Force.
More Space Force, man. You know that's the first thing they're going to do is take our Space Force away. Trying to find that dang commercial, man.
Now we all remember it.
I should have, man. I didn't even think about it. They said his last episode is going to be on Christmas Day. He'll be running Christmas Day. He just quit filming a couple weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, he retired? Or just good?
That was breaking the. It was a break in the.
In
the, you know.
Okay. Hiatus. Production. Okay.
Yeah, and he finally succumbed to his cancer there.
Did he die on Norman Lloyd's birthday? That's got to be an extra bite in the ass. Norman Lloyd turned 106.
Yeah.
Imagine dying on his birthday.
That's a
106. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He was the guy in St. Elsewhere that was supposed to die. He was the one that was terminal.
I never seen the show, but he was on it. He was a regular on that or something. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that was his background story. He was this doctor who, in like the first episode, he's diagnosed terminal. You know, he's got terminal cancer or something. So in the rest of the series, he never dies. And I don't know whether they planned it that way or what, but he survives the whole series.
I never knew that.
But he's always, you know, very philosophical because he knows he's on death's door, and that's what? Jeez. 30 years ago? 35?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Didn't know how old he was when he did that.
Yeah, he was in his
70s. Still alive now. Yeah.
GT's taking off, man. Thanks for coming, GT.
Hey, GT out.
I know it's
We'll send you the Yodel.
You'll send the archive of the Yodel. I think it was our sterling conversation that kept him around. So. No. Here's a note. Yeah, I got up Sunday morning. And, that was when I'd started going through my Bobo withdrawal because it's like there was no. And then on the YouTube, they had Jim Carrey doing Joe Biden, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And I watched it for like 2 seconds and I went, eh. You know, I know this will not be the most popular stance on the planet, but I never really found Jim Carrey to be that funny.
I gotta admit that I liked him when he was in his height. You know, I went along with it. I thought it was all funny, but now I look at it and it's like, like watching Jerry Lewis.
Yeah,
like watching Jerry Lewis movie now.
I still like a couple of Jerry Lewis movies.
Well, I still like Carrey, but just he's more annoying.
You know what my favorite Jim Carrey movie is?
What's that? Oh, the one with your Andy Kaufman, Man on the Moon.
Nah.
No?
I thought Cake's right. Dumb and Dumber was fucking funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was just
Eternal Sunshine of the Mind or whatever is my favorite.
But no, my favorite that I've seen of his, I haven't seen that one. Was Cable Guy.
That's one of the worst ones. I didn't like that when it first came out. That was the one I never liked.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, man. It was like so dark and fucked up, man. You know, you're like kind of getting uncomfortable while you're watching it, you know? Like, who's this guy?
I don't like it when comedians do a funny voice throughout the entire movie. That's a major turnoff to me right off the bat.
I don't know. I just thought I liked the movie. I thought it was a fun movie. Again, like Dumb and Dumber, I thought that was hilarious. But you know, I guess the other guy was funny as shit too.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, man.
Yeah, good actor. You never seen his Woody Allen movie, did you? That's one you go to see. The Purple Rose of Cairo.
Rose of Cairo. I've seen part. I was watching part of it one time when I had HBO or something.
Yeah.
They walk out of the movie, right? They're like in the movie and out.
Walks off the movie screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has an affair with a fictitious character, and the real actor has to come and get him back on the screen. Very good movie.
And hilarity ensues.
The only movie Alan said that turned out just as good as it was in his head when he was writing it. Said that never happened before.
Huh.
Yeah, so that one worked out fine.
He's done so many great movies. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Jeez, perfect. All right, well, I guess it's time to spin the wheel.
Take a spin.
Spin that wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh. I just, I knew I had a, I knew I had a 3 minutes from last week. And a ringing in my ear now. That's my ear. Yeah. Fading away now. What was that? I mean, that was, you know, all of a sudden, beep. I had a dial tone going on over here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to get one of them hearing aids I hear about.
Something's going on.
That's probably CIA. No, that's the... the dark, or what are they, the deep state? Happy holidays, man. Once again, I just want to say it again. It feels like such a freedom. I feel free now. Like, you know.
You're
happy holidays.
Seasons. Merry Christmas,
hey,
now.
Hey, forbidden. Everybody. Seasons greetings. Oh!
Seasons greetings.
From the top rope. That'll leave a mark. That's right, kids. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
You say Merry Christmas.
Well, well, the Democrats are in charge. The Libs are in charge, so Katie bar the door. 3 minutes!
It was the first day back to school. Cutting up in class, acting like a tool. Friends were rolling in, we started talking about the summer. DJ saw Twilight. I spoke up and I asked my friends, are there any new girls, 9s or 10s? Hoping a few hotties that move from other cities, and in walked a girl with big old bitties.
Woo!
I can't believe my eyes, in a contest they'd win first prize. Double D guarantee, I was checking the size. It's like two beach balls in a shirt disguise. Or Earth and Mars, having some fun. Wait, I take that back, it's like two of the sun. But at this point I let my mind run and drifted off thinking about them big old bitties. Ha! Big ol' bitties. Mount Fuji brought its twins. Big ol' bitties. Two felons in a shirt. Big ol' bitties. I put books in my lap. Big ol' bitties. Head bobbing as she walked. Big ol' bitties. Oh my god. Big ol' bitties. With test tubes, couldn't take my eyes off the new girl's chest. Boo! Wasn't paying attention, got busted, had to serve detention. In biology, we talked about the bees, the best kind of bees.
Boobies.
I can't believe my mind. I hold a poker face to wear two of a kind. With each step of rest getting redefined, I'm making my move, I'm thinking it's time.
Oh, snap.
I'm gonna ask her to prom, and in my head, she responds,
you're the bomb.
Feeling nervous, so I count to three. I like your boobs, go to prom with me? Ha! Tig old bitties. King Kong boobs. Tig old bitties. We track the land. Tig old bitties. Like my balls. Tig old bitties. Real big. Tig old bitties. Oh my god. Tig old bitties. I'm getting ready, stain on my shirt, mom's spaghetti. I pick her up and I'm pretty sure that she let me motorboat like. I try to cop a feel once we get to school. She said,
no touching, that's the rule.
Principal walks up on the scene.
It's time to announce prom king and queen. Your favorite Martian and Tig old bitty. Congratulations to you both on winning.
Time slowed down and she jumped for joy. Then out of her dress jumped something more. Tissues flew and rained from the sky. Oh my god, you stuffed your shirt. Your favorite Martian in a world of hurt. Oh, fake old bitties. Wow.
Fake old bitties.
You're breaking my heart with.
Fake old bitties.
You're crushing my dreams with.
Fake old bitties.
I can't believe it.
Fake old bitties.
You really suck.
Fake old bitties.
I can't believe you would do that.
Fake old bitties.
Why would you do that? Wait, you're just trying to get everyone's attention? Those aren't boobs. They're lies. Lies, I tell you. But, you know, it's. Still down to make out if you want to come back with me. You know what? Never mind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. the human drama of athletic competition. This is...
McDonald's French fries.
Indeed.
You know what he's talking about.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yes, Alexa. I didn't catch. Yeah. Dr. Cake does not have Alexa. I don't have Alexa, but three out of the five people in the Possum Lounge have Alexa.
Well, remember so you we did Alexa. That show? Yeah, we did a show, and you were telling on the news, you were saying that Alexa's a spy, listening to everything we say. Remember, yeah. I said, I'll ask her right now. And I asked her. Ever since then, I don't know, she has this tone. I don't think she likes me anymore.
Well,
but she's been waking me up.
It's personal, man.
Uh-huh, she took offense to that.
She's spying
actually,
on
what
you,
she
man.
Told me. Well, actually, what she told me, she goes. She said, "Go to the website and check out your security. What it says about security and all that." That's a shame. I couldn't get her voice on the show that when I asked her.
Well, I'm gonna spend the weekend at the Four Seasons.
Weekend at the Four Seasons.
Yeah, the porno store. All right, we did that. Okay, no Uncle Popo news then. That's it, man.
Oh, geez.
Boom. None. Kind of nice.
We'll have plenty Friday. I bet you we'll have plenty Friday.
Well, yeah, it's... man, I can't... He hasn't shown his face since Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Just on a golf course, man. A couple shots of him golfing, man. I miss him so much. All right, here we go. World of sports. This is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard. The Guinness Book of World Records again, this shit, right?
Uh-huh.
A man catches 18 uncooked eggs in his mouth for a Guinness record. Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck? Come on, man.
I'm guessing not at the same time.
No. Some guy's pitching. He had to do it in 1 minute. In 1 minute.
His parents must be proud.
Well, this guy is a cottage industry unto himself. He's broken more than 150 Guinness records.
That's pretty much what he does.
He had help from his neighbor, and I don't believe the eggs were tossed from a distance of 6.5 feet, and he caught them in his mouth. His attempt featured 36 eggs thrown, 24 caught, and 18 ended up unbroken. He said one of the eggs that broke cut his lip, but he decided to go on and attempt and broke the previous record of 17 eggs. That's something to admire. You know, he had a cut lip, but he continued to catch the raw eggs in his mouth.
That's the way you gotta do it.
That's our hero. That's our hero of the week.
Yep. Ow!
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Catching raw eggs in your idiot. Okay. Moving right along. We'd save that one for last. This isn't funny or anything, but I was I caught this headline. Oh no, that's not it. Six tricks. You always win Monopoly, right?
Okay.
And the last one is the one that the boys and I figured out. There's only 32 little houses. Okay. And once they've been sold, there's no more houses in the game. So what you do is you don't turn them in for hotels. You tie up the real estate market.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And have four houses on all of your monopolies, and don't let up on the houses, and then you're chop blocking one of the other players out of putting houses on his property. There's no more houses left. See, housing short.
Okay.
So
I could never get into
that. Couple other are the don't rush to get out of jail. Yeah, don't worry about being in jail. I guess that, you know, that goes with the president might want to know that. Don't worry about, don't bother with utilities. They're worthless. Don't save your money. Spend your money. Spend your money. Spend. Buy orange and red properties. For some reason, the chances of landing on the orange and red properties is higher than the other properties on the board.
Interesting.
They don't know why. There's probably some mathematical equation.
Now, does this go with all Monopoly boards, like the Simpsons and all the other?
Yeah, they're all the all same. Right.
There you go.
Shit. But, and the last one was buy lots. Buy it. Yeah, whenever you land on a property, buy it.
Okay.
But yeah,
whatever
the tying up of the house.
Mikey's game.
Man, that's a hard one to play without him there telling you how to play it.
Yeah. You just can't sell it, or?
I don't know, man. I got a set. I'm proud of it. I'm not really sure how to play it. My gosh. I feel privileged to own one.
Prototype.
God bless him for trying to do
that. Yeah, one of the originals, if it takes off.
Yeah, there's that. Absolutely. I don't know. It's like you have to know half of the people in the game. Like there's real people in the game. And if you don't know the real people, you don't really get the joke of the game, I think, is the problem with it. Like, you know. He gets a hoot out of it. He has a ball. But I told him what you need to do is make a video, a YouTube video, how to play the fucking game.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
You definitely need a how-to vid. All right. That has to be the last story here. Oh, yeah. That's definitely last. Okay, here we go. Husband has the fright of his life. This is so stupid. This is the stupidest headline I found. Okay? Why the fuck did they take the time to put this out there where I could see it, right? Husband has fright of his life after finding his wife's, quotes, X-rated Aldi purchase. The woman took to Facebook after her husband found a rude-looking package in the recycling bin, but after he confronted her about it, he realized it wasn't what it seemed. And I guess she bought a razor, and it was in, you know, blister pack. It had a case where the razor was sitting in the case, and it looked like a, you know, what they call your Steely Dan there. You know,
I got it now.
Pressing in that
Steely Dan
thing. Yeah. But, I mean, if it was a razor, then it would have to only be, like, 4 inches or 5 inches. It's small. What Steely Dan worth its salt is 5 inches long? This guy's
an idiot.
So, you know, when he discovered his mistake, he should have just shut up and not put it online where they'd share it and I'd read it on this show and bore everybody to tears. We thought it looked a little dirty.
Why is it the fright of his life?
I know.
Being replaced?
Again. This is the damn Daily Mirror, which is the... I always mind it for stupid headlines. I apologize. But it does have more than a share of stupid headlines, okay? such as, what else we got here? Fright of his life. Why would you be frightened, man? Be like, hey, baby, let's check out that motherfucking dildo.
Yeah. In fact, he should have carried shit like
work,
that.
Baby. You know? Be a whole fucking evening. Fun.
I don't know what husband wouldn't want the wife to have something like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How's that work again, honey? Show me. Yeah. That's a party. All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with sex toys, kids.
We'll follow it with something, another dirty story. Speaking of that.
All right.
Marks and Spencer. I don't know who that is. I guess that's like a mail order or something, or some kind of uppity store. Or I don't know. I guess they make pastries, right? Marks and Spencer.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Anyway, they've got a new pastry, a cronut style. I guess it's kind of like a donut pastry for the season. It looks good. It looks really good. Flaky pastry layers. And the topping is like Santa, like red bone and a Santa's belt, you know, like Santa's belly you're eating.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I guess everybody's upset over the name of it because they named it Santa's Yum Nut.
Oh, jeez. Ah, jeez.
This is over there in Great Britain, okay. So.
I thought they had a sense of humor.
Well,
for Christ's sakes.
Marks and Spencer has a history with this sort of stuff. They offered a, quote, love sausage for Valentine's Day.
Ah, jeez.
And
I like
Easter
that.
Bunny doing yoga that some thought looked a little suggestive. I'll have to click on that one. Easter Bunny.
Yeah, let's see what that looks like.
Oh, he looks like he's humping, I guess, or I don't know. Downward dog stretch position. You know what that is in yoga?
Santa's Yum Nut.
It's a bit suggestive. Anyway, so
I got
yeah, that's the.
Now for Santa's Yum Nut.
Well, I'll tell you, Santa's Yum Nut sounds. It looks really good. Looks really yummy.
Yeah.
If you Google all Santa's right. Yum Nut, it looks like there's some like really good pastry going on there. Flaky layers. Got it. I mean,
it doesn't sound
sexy. What's better in a pastry than flaky? Come on, man. You know,
that's right. Flaky is pastry, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, yeah.
Like, bus driver, not so much. You don't really want a flaky bus driver.
You don't want a flaky bus driver.
As much
as you dunk in your coffee, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Your coffee. All
right.
Should this be the last one? Okay, let's do this one for first. A dad is labeled gross for getting poop tattoos of his with his kids' names on his leg. It's dad of the year, man. He's got six kids.
I'm trying to picture this. Yeah.
Well, he's got six kids, and on the back of his leg, he got six turds. With flies and corn remnants and shit, and their names written on, you know, underneath each turd.
Nice and detailed. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, it's original. I mean, gee whiz. Uh-huh. He's got a fly over there too, just a fly, and a couple.
He's
flies.
Calling his kids little shits. It's all right.
Yeah, little shit. He's got Lila, Silas, Chase, Liliana, and Riley. And Bobby.
Oh,
Bobby must be the oldest. He's got the big part down there at the bottom.
And he's got the regular name.
What the? He's got a big chunk of corn in his turd. That's just... Oh, no.
Alright. Okay.
Well,
creative dad.
I guess they're, you know, if you're going to get a stupid fucking tattoo, get something original and something, you know...
Yeah.
Worthwhile sharing.
Kids
you know.
After turds.
We put it up on the internet. People were saying like, "Hey man, you got shit running down your leg." Yeah. Not everyone hated it. I kind of like it. As tattoos goes, I'm not a big fan of tattoos, as you know.
Uh huh. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. all for that.
Are you thinking of getting it, right?
No.
You
trying
to get shit on your leg?
No, not on purpose. Now, here we go. This woman spent thousands of dollars on her vet because of her poor farting dog. And if there's anybody I can sympathize with, this is the woman. Poor farting dog. She dealt with the dog's putrid-smelling farts for about 5 weeks. And then she found out the truth. It was her husband. He was like, he was letting off these killer rotten egg farts, you know? Like, I don't know if that's ever happened to you. And he was blaming the dog. You know, he's like, oh, jeez. Hey, Fido, what the fuck, man? Jesus Christ, man. Light a candle, you know? And he lets her go and take the fucking dog to the vet, right? And spend all the money. And she's going out of her mind. So she was furious when she found it, when he revealed the truth. But she was, she was losing it. He said,
I'm guessing she was taking it to the vet without telling the husband.
He went to the vet with her. He went to the vet.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Insane. So she kicked him out of the house for a while, and. he even went to the vet appointment with me, and she's just losing her mind, and he finally told the truth. So she said, I told him in no uncertain terms that he has to pay me back my half of the vet bills out of his savings fund money, and the household budget was not made for accommodating his bullshit.
And she's right there.
As he's going to stay married because he said, yes, dear. And there you have it.
Could you imagine if they put the dog to sleep because of it? and then this guy, this farting machine, still starts shooting them off. That's how he got caught. That's how the real story should go.
Well, then years later, he goes, you know that old Rover? That was me. I had a stomach flu. Didn't want to fess up. Yikes.
Yeah, poor Fluffy.
Sewage farts. Yeah, yeah. Rotten eggs. Gotta love them.
Yeah.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show. Discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other. Now
monkey songs. Songs.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Always a hit.
Always a hit at parties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got my note. I recognize my note now.
Oh, okay.
Kind of cool. Well, I don't know. You'd be the judge. Anyways, during the pandemic here, over here, we're all living through. Uh-huh. Thanks, Sticky Cheeks. That was one of Gumby's.
That
one? Thunderbird.
I don't recognize that one.
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. I was going to play something else. I had a Halloween leftover. And I was like, oh, no. Another monkey song. That'll work. Maybe it wasn't you.
Sure.
I don't. Who knows?
I said the other monkey song. I don't remember that one. Unless that was long ago.
Well, it's probably been a while. Anyways, In the pandemic thingy, Bob, on the TV shows, so many people are broadcasting from their homes, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got the News Hour at PBS, and you got the Brooks and Shields, you know, and each of them are in their house each week, you know, instead of being at the studio like they used to be. And It's everywhere, okay? You know, all the news shows and everything. So if you notice, 99 times out of 100, they've got a bookcase behind them.
Yes, and it's usually fake.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Some of that shit's staged.
There's one guy. One guy has all his books like organized by color of the spine, like it goes through the rainbow. I noticed that. I thought, that's an interesting way to arrange your books. I usually go for like alphabetical order or something. But,
yeah.
Hey.
Okay. Delete that one.
Color coded. But I was thinking, geez, why doesn't anybody ever have a bar in the background? How cool would that be, you know? Thinking if I was going to broadcast, I'd have the bar behind me, you know? Like, man, you know, this cat knows how to swing. So I was going to bring that up and say, you know, nobody ever has the bar, and I'd forgotten about it. You know, it was just one of those ideas that I didn't write down and just kind of came and went. Son of a bitch today, one of these guys from the Lincoln Project, I think, These pissed off Republicans who hate Bobo, and he's talking. Son of a gun, he's got a mini, you know, a little bar cart in the background. He's got all kind of. I was trying to check out what booze he had on there. I was like, cool, man. Finally, somebody has a fucking bar. God bless.
You and Bogey ought to do some shows in front of your bar.
Sure, that'll be the day.
After a few hits of the scotch.
I tell you what, there's way too many people doing that shit, man. They don't need another couple of fucking jimbos jamming up the internets and the streaming shit with dumbass stuff. But anyways, yeah, I would definitely film it in front of my bar. Or well, my office, where I have it now, isn't bad, because I have my fluff wall behind me. It's like
the fluff wall.
Yeah, my fluff wall, man.
Okay.
You don't have a fluff wall?
Yeah, I don't have a fluff wall. I'm fluff wall.
Yeah, see. Well, here's what's
there's
on my fluff
here.
Wall. My fluff wall. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Original cartoons I've done. Okay. One was an award winner. And then my caricature of me by John Johns, the famous great character artist who taught me. And then an old cartoon, who's that guy? Rube Goldberg. Okay, then a certificate from the governor of Ohio, saying what a great cartoonist I am. And then another caricature of me by another guy, and another big poster caricature of me by the great Jert, a good friend of mine. A couple of Hoot covers. And then also ran plaques from the one society's professional journalist there, and a couple of paintings I did. You know, the fluff wall.
You gotta get a picture of this fluff wall. That's a possible. See
fluff
what the
wall,
fluff
man.
Wall looks like.
Shit.
Okay.
You know, your shit up there, man. But that's all I got. You know, like, it's not that. It's not that impressive. I don't got no more fluff. It's all the fluff.
Where you got to roll on that nice wall. One wall, that's all you need to do.
Well, actually, I got the coolest plaques above the closet on the other wall. They got the Press Club of Ohio, Ohio Press Club, whatever that is. And they're okay. The wooden ones that are engraved with my name, saying I'm the greatest cartoonist at that moment.
Where do you have those? Where do you have those figurines of the mud people or whatever they're called?
What's that? The Nutty Mads.
Yeah, that's it. Nutty Mads. Okay.
Goons, they're in the living room, man. They're in the whatever that is. The living room, den, skittle room, mm-hmm. bar, the TV room.
You got a hip and happening place over there, the Oasis.
Oh yeah, it's you know, if unfortunately nobody ever stops by. Well, today we had a visitor, but you know, so.
no woman wanted to live there. You get mad when you kiss all that goodbye. Yep.
Oh no. That would not. I you know, I really thought I liked being married. But as it turns out, I really like being single, I think.
Yeah. Fortunately, I figured that out after the first one.
Yeah. Well, I had to do it again to make sure.
You know, double check.
Jeez. I told my first wife, I said, you know, took it way too easy on me to learn my fucking lesson. Swear to God, I told her.
Yeah.
Me.
Alright, man.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
It's the Lockdown Yodel.
This is Lockdown Yodel, and I thought I would yodel my lockdown away, as you do. So, thought I was a bit of a loner. I'm doing just fine all by mine. I can pass as social in a party, but company just drives me wild. In the world all went on lockdown, I've been sitting home, I've been a good broad. This too shall pass, we all know it, but ain't gonna lie, I miss you most of all. I miss you guys, I really do. Oldie, 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 gonna make myself another potion. I'm gonna eat myself another cookie. I'll be rolling out of here before the shit is over, but you'd be doing the same thing if you were me. Okay, yeah. My neighbor started giving me the stinky eye. Well, looky here, pal, your music sucks too. But I ain't gonna be a dick about it. Oh, the world is ending. What's a gal to do? Oh, dee, oh, dee, 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 dee rodeo day. Safe, guys. I miss you and I love you, and we'll all find each other again in the flesh somehow soon, I hope. Stay safe. I love you. Bye. Ricola. Ricola. Ricola.
Love her as well.
I know. She's a sweetheart.
She is. I just pronounced her. She's a cutie. I like her.
Oh, Marie awesome. Fervlin Carone.
Yep. She's got a very wholesome look about her.
That's a sweet kid. Well,
I can hear you.
That time again, kid.
Yeah, okay.
Like, thank like everybody for coming. Oh, I didn't get rid of Glenn Miller, Kalamazoo. You can play that again. I gotta go. In Kalamazoo.
She's a real pipperoo.
Hey, man, I gotta admire any you know, anybody's keeping the yodel alive in this world.
Yes.
Molson Canadian. What do you guys call Veterans Day up there? Remembrance Day? Remembrance Day?
I think they do.
They were talking about it earlier, and I'm a ignorant. Their shit, their traditions for that are like light years way cooler than ours. I don't think most of the people in Remembrance Day. I don't think most people in the United States know what the fuck happened. You know what? Why we celebrate? You know, or why we commemorate Veterans Day.
Yeah, they don't know.
Olson Canadian.
What are?
So,
well, no, I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck is Boxing Day. I still don't get that.
What day?
Boxing.
Oh, Boxer Day.
Canadian Day. Yeah, Canadians and the Brits, they have their Boxing Day.
I thought it was, wasn't that something about the Chinese Wars or something?
Might as well be.
I don't know. Boxer Rebellion?
What are...
No. All right, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Alexa, energize!
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
much. Oh, well.
Okay.
Considering I pretty much threw this one together the last
minute. Yeah, it turned out all right.
Didn't really have a... I don't know. I get into those theme shows, you know. I really thrive when you... Like Friday, getting all the swing states represented in the...
Well, we can still do that Mexican show.
That's right. We got the Mexicans.
Bobo's out.
Tribute to the Mexicans.
Tribute to the Mexicans, yeah.
So in Britain, it was a custom for tradesmen to collect Christmas boxes of money or presents.
Yeah, thank you, Alice.
After Christmas, as thanks for good service throughout the year. So, like, your shoe repairman and your mailman and your car mechanic, give him a tip. Boxing Day.
Yeah, give him a little box. Okay.
A couple bucks in a box.
I still didn't know that. Yeah.
Right. You know, it was probably conspiracy with the box manufacturers, you know. They'd be like, well, you know, hey. The boxing day, the box, you put the box in there, you got to have a box. So
that's right. Normally you put that in an envelope, but
they slip it, you know, slip it
around.
In a palm. Yeah, but
it's got to be a box.
It's got to be the boxing industry, the box manufacturing industry. Conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
That was making money. That was making cool.
You know, I'm sure you could look that up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all there.
It's your assignment.
If
till
not,
next week.
If not, we'll put it in there.
Well, after I just said it, it probably is on in there now. So that's how that works, man. All you have to do is say it, and it's true, and somebody believes it.
It's the beauty of the internet.
Yep, that's
all this information right out of our fingernails, and you're getting all different stories.
Yeah, and we just get the dumb stuff. Nobody cares. Uh-huh. All right, well, I guess... Oh, I had the birthday special coming up Friday. So if you got
any
ideas,
yeah.
It's a birthday spectacular, man.
Yeah, there you go. What day is that for on the 13th?
Big 6-0. Oh, boy.
We talked about this before. But that's going to be Friday, right? It's actually
Friday the
13th. Okay,
Friday
there you go.
13th.
We got a Decker birthday party.
There you go, man.
Big 6.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Big 6-0, baby.
Whoopty fucking do. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Espresso.